Easy Taught Me.
What's good, everybody? We're back with another episode of the Easy Taught Me podcast. I low-key can't believe I'm even recording myself again, for real. I didn't think I was going to be consistent with this, but anything I do, I always try to stay consistent just to get that flow. But since I got a few minutes, I might as well record something just to give out to my audience. Today's podcast is going to be about embarrassing truth questions to ask your friends, but I'm gonna ask myself the questions since it's only me. So last week it was 21 questions about just me in general introducing myself. So this week we're just gonna ask embarrassing questions. I don't know what the questions are yet, but I got the list, so I'm gonna just go down. I'm gonna do 20. Since we did 21 on the first episode, we're gonna do 21 again. Let's get into it. Okay, first question. Question number one. What was the last thing you searched for on your phone? Let me check. The last thing I searched was ESPN. I was looking at team stats because I was curious about what everybody is averaging in the NBA right now. I'm surprised. Well, I'm not really surprised, but James Harden is averaging 37 points. The one that surprised me was Andrew Wiggins. He putting up 25, and I think Ingram putting up 25 as well, 26, one of those two. But yeah, that was like the last thing I searched, which surprised me. But that's dope, man, to see where they going in their career. James Harden just killing stuff. Question number two. If you had to choose between going naked or having your thoughts appear in a thought bubble above your head for everyone to read, what would you choose? Oh, shoot. That's tough. Man. I would probably choose the thought bubble. Going naked is cool, but it's cold right now. I do the thought bubble. I don't be thinking of no crazy stuff. I kind of do, but at the same time, I go with that one. I think that'd be more entertaining anyway. Question number three, have you ever walked in on your parents doing it? No, unless it was a dream. No, I haven't. That is crazy though. Question number four, after you dropped a piece of food, what's the longest time you ever left it on the ground and ate it? Man, we do the 5 second rule. Is it a 5 second rule? But it can't be like no food that's like saucy type stuff. I ain't eating no saucy stuff. But if it's like some candy or a chip, I probably wait about 5 seconds, picked it up and ate it. Question number five, have you ever tasted a booger? No, I'm afraid of that. I don't know why, but I just never got tempted to do that. I know people that I went to school with, like in third grade. It was somebody in my third grade class that used to eat their boogers like every time. It was either boogers or paste, one of them two, but it was disgusting. Question number six, have you ever played Cards Against Humanity with your parents? Nope, I don't even know what that's all about. Question number seven, what's the first thing you would do if you woke up one day as the opposite sex? I probably would try to go to the women's NBA for real. I'll be like, man, I'll go there and dominate, especially with the knowledge I know. I'll try for a women's NBA team. Question number eight, have you ever peed in the pool? Yeah, when I was younger, now I wouldn't do that, but when I was younger, I know I have. It's disgusting, but at the same time, hey, you gotta let it out one way or another, especially if you're in a pool area. You don't want to be walking all the way to the bathroom. It's disgusting, but yeah, I did that one time. I ain't gonna say one time, a couple times. Question number nine, who do you think is the worst dressed person in the room? It's only me in here, so I would say myself, I guess. I just came from the gym, so it don't even count. Wait, question number 10, true or false, you have a crush on fill in the blank? I would say she knows she is. I gave her a nickname. Yeah, she knows she is. I ain't gonna put that out there, but she knows she is. Question number 12. Are the people in this room, who do you want to trade lives with? That was a question last time. I don't want to trade lives with nobody. I love my life. I love everything I got going on. I love the people in my life. I love where things is going. This is not just fake stuff. This is like genuinely like this how I think. I already know my life is not perfect, but it's perfect enough for me. Question number 14. Did you have an imaginary friend growing up? No. I don't know. That was just weird. I just never was that type of kid to have imaginary friends. I did, like, when me and my friend used to act like we was the Power Rangers fighting the air and stuff, so that's probably the closest thing of having an imaginary friend. Question number 15, do you cover your eyes during scary parts in the movie? Nah, but I don't know, man. Movies don't scare me. It's more of the paranormal movies that, like, scare me. The other little movies, if I know it's a person, that stuff don't scare me just because you a person. You could be killed. You just can't be dumb when you're trying to take out a Michael Myers or somebody like that. I forgot what question was on. Question 15. Have you ever practiced kissing in the mirror? No. I might have did it when I was, like, super young, like fifth grade. I think I had my first kiss in fourth grade, so I never, no. That's weird. Question number 16. Did your parents ever give you the birds and bees talk? Yeah, I think I got them once. It's basically always strap up, don't trust everybody. And that's probably it. We don't want to be grandparents at a young age. That's basically what it was. Question number 17. What is your guilty pleasure? YouTubing. That might be my guilty pleasure for real. I love watching YouTube videos and stuff. I don't know why, but it's way more entertaining than regular TV. Plus, you could skip something and go to learning something. You could be watching some trash and then skip that whole trash and then just start learning about some knowledge stuff. So that's one of my guilty pleasures I could think of off the top of my head. Question 18. What is your worst habit? I would say one of my worst habits is probably cleaning up my room in the same day. I have a clean room at one point, and then the same day it's junky again. Probably because I changed shorts or clothes. I don't know, I'm just weird. If I go outside, just going outside and getting that air and then being like, I'm not about to get back in my bed with these shorts or whatever shirt that I had on outside. So that's a habit that, I mean, it's a clean habit, but that's like one of my worst habits. Question number 19. Has anyone ever walked in on you when going number two in the bathroom? probably like when I was younger, like my mom, my brother. That's about it. Just normal home stuff. Question number 20. Have you ever had a wardrobe malfunction? I did once, but I think that was like during football or something. My pants ripped. Because you know, you got to wear smaller pants. I was already like skinny in high school, so I wore like the small pants. Like, question 21, just the last question. Have you ever walked into a wall? That's a weak question. I'm gonna go with a different question. Let me find it. Question 21. Do you sing in the shower? Man, it depends on like the day of the week. Friday, Saturday, you might get some tunes just because it's the end of the week, feeling good for some reason. Like, you at your absolutely best mood. So, yeah, probably Friday or Saturday. During the week, it's probably podcasts that I'm listening to, like, while I'm taking a shower. Yeah, man, that was the podcast for today. I just want to answer some questions. That's basically what I'm going to be doing since it's just me, just answering questions, trying to keep you guys entertained with something, just to have that conversation, some personal stuff or just whatever. I might cover some other subjects next week as far as what's going on like in hip-hop or just in general, but I just want to thank everybody for tuning in. Oh yeah, hold up, before we go, I just want to shout out to everybody that's been supporting me so far. Shout out to the city of Sandusky. Over the summer, I was working on a project with my hometown and a city official about putting art murals on bus stops in the city. We finally completed a project. I think it was October 27th or one of those days, 27th, 28th. And it was like a 6-month process. It took a lot to get done because there's a lot of like editing and changing stuff. And at one point it was frustrating, but that just comes with the game, the territory, as you level up. Because you got to make things perfect. And sometimes you got to get out your comfort zone of just half doing stuff. And I know sometimes I go full, go 100%. Most of the times that's how I try to be. And then sometimes it's just like trying to find that motivation to get you through a project or just finding inspiration. But that was like one of my most tested projects I had so far, just to come up with an idea where it touches a community without being biased. I think we accomplished that goal. I don't never pat myself on the back for a lot of stuff, but this time I just want to pat myself on my back, man. That was like one of my goals that I wrote down before 2020, and that was like putting some art up in the city. And this year I definitely knocked out a lot of my goals that I put for last year, and I'm just blessed, man, and I'm so grateful for everything. It's been a long journey from starting high school, going off to college, to just like life in between the last 10 years. This like been a dope journey, and I'm so grateful for it. But yeah, man, I just want to shout out to the city of Sandusky. Shout out to the media for covering everything for me. Sandusky Register. This Saturday, I have an event in my hometown, just introducing myself. I'm going to be talking about the project, selling merch, and I'll have some of my art up and new pieces that I done this year that will be up as well. So definitely follow me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all platforms that you can find on the internet as Easy Taught Me. That's EZTAUGHTME. You'll be updated with everything going on in my life, personal life, everything, man. I'm ready for 2020, putting out nothing but positive vibes, and I believe you can achieve anything you want if you put your purpose first. I'm out. Everybody have a good day, good week. Keep grinding, man. We up. 2020. Peace.
Easy Taught Me.